Good morning, this is Marco with Dr. Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 29th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were March corn down a penny and a half at 669 and three quarters, March wheat down three quarters of a cent at 780, and January beans up 3¾ cents at 1461. Beans reacting positively here to news that it looks like it's going to be pretty hot and dry in Argentina in the next 15 days. So I think that helps support the prices out here. Crude oil is up $1.30 a barrel. That helped the bean oil. Bean oil is up 30 ticks. Could have been a little bit higher, but that's what it was. But the drag on the beans today was the meal. It's down $4.90, down to $4.0870, which has given back most of yesterday's gains. We did not see any export announcements this morning. The rest of the world looks like it's in pretty good shape weather-wise. Brazil is going to be getting more rains. They're in pretty good shape there. There's been this talk about the renewable volume obligations. And some people think on Wednesday we're going to see a big increase in those. Other people were saying that any announcements are going to be delayed. Nobody knows how long. So a lot of rumors floating around about these obligations. It's part of what rallied the beans yesterday. We'll see if it holds up here today. I think I mentioned no export sales here today. That's always a bit negative. Our grain prices around the world are just not that competitive. But if people get a little bit concerned about sourcing beans out of Argentina, you know, that's certainly will add some support to our markets out here. Though, you know, I just think that the market was overdone yesterday. We sold some beans at $14.58, and we're happy with those sales for the time being. Those were old crop sales. So overall, there's just not a whole lot of news out here that's going to shake this market. We'll see if the funds are long 100,000 beans, 75,000 meal, 114,000 oil. We'll see if they want to add to those positions. They're long 165,000 contracts of corn, but they're short 74,000 contracts of wheat. Wheat, again, is very uncompetitive around the world. I don't see that changing anytime soon. The dollar is basically steady, up 9 ticks right now, 106.72. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but I still think the pros are going to be looking to sell beans. Unless Brazil turns hot and dry as well, which we certainly don't see for the time being. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.